What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie No! Disney News Weekly. That's right, we got a new name and we've got new news for you. We're going to be talking about Star Wars, we're going to talk about Beauty and the Beast, and Pixar Pier. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What's that? What was the name of the title they had in there? Disney Movie News? That's antiquated. We're Disney News Weekly because we figured we'd cover a lot of things like the parks, like Disney Channel, a bunch of other things. And so now we are just Disney News Weekly. That way we can cover everything, encompass all of the Disneyverse. And I'm Leo. I'm the guy who sits on the far right. You can follow me on the internet, I'm sure. Who is this on my left?
New phone, who dis?
You sit on the left if you're watching.
Oh, I sit on the right from our perspective.
Yeah. My name.
We're not doing internet handles.
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
What's your name?
My name's Keaton. And you guys can follow me at Keaton Markey all over the interwebs.
She did it anyway! What? She did it anyway. Guys, we didn't say our handles, even though Keaton broke the rules, because today's sort of we're soft rebooting Disney Movie News.
Yeah, you should tell them.
Well, I'm telling him because it's a little confusing. There's a lot going on. We're not saying our handles and Sarah Keaton making jokes about talking slowly. We're sort of reformatting everything. Just want to be transparent with you guys. So, that's why you might not see Twitter handles. We're working on that kind of stuff. We've got a temporary placeholder logo. But from now on, we are going to be Disney News Weekly. So thanks for joining us on our first episode of Disney News Weekly, but like our 103rd episode of Disney Movie News. We've got some interesting stuff going on today, right?
Yeah. Got
some good news.
Good news.
Top of the news. Easy. Low-hanging fruit. Black Panther getting a sequel. Surprise! Every Marvel movie got a sequel. Even Ant-Man got a sequel.
Yeah,
I'm not really surprised about this.
Well, I guess you're right. I didn't think about it that way. Now I'm just like, oh yeah, all of them have sequels.
It's a money making machine.
And Black Panther is the most money making of the most money making machines. Wakanda Forever times two now. Do we know when we're going to be getting that, Sarah?
No, it's just like Kevin Feige said it. He was like, yes.
The reason they're announcing it so quickly is because it's a duh moment. Obviously, they're going to make a second Black Panther. My question is, who will the villain be? And what will it really be about? Because by the time we get to Black Panther 2, we're post-Infinity War time.
Yeah, so, spoiler, T'Challa survives.
We don't know. It could be a generational thing. Also, yeah, you got to let T'Challa survive because he's finally getting the limelight. You don't kill him in like one movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Doctor Strange doesn't have a sequel. That's because
that movie was boring. Doctor Strange does not.
How? That movie was extremely boring.
I dare you. I'm sorry that the concepts of the larger universal scope of space and time and philosophy and spirituality woven in.
I don't feel bad for this guy.
The Sorcerer Supreme, Benedict Cumberbuns. Why you hated on Strange, man?
I just like didn't care. I thought he was annoying.
I liked it. No, I liked it, though.
He was annoying. He was like, my hands.
What That's was his like thing.
Yeah. He was so mean to Rachel McAdams.
He was so mean.
He learned. And then he came back and was nice to her.
But, like, I don't know.
That's
he needs to work a little harder.
Development.
Okay,
He worked hard. He learned how to astral project.
Cool.
That's working hard.
Okay, I rewatched Doctor Strange a couple weeks ago, and I did enjoy it a lot more in the second viewing.
It's like a visual treat, for sure.
And I think the first time I saw it, too, it was so much of a sensory overload with all like the new, like this. It was just really, I was like, what is happening?
That's why I like it. Isabella in the chat is saying that I'm upset because I cosplay him. That's partially why. But I honestly really, really like Doctor Strange. I think he's a very cool character. And I personally enjoy the movie. Again, guys, this is going back to the same thing I talked about last week. The reasons I liked Wrinkle in Time is because I like those sort of larger, less tangible, sort of philosophical ideologies and the constructs of trying to manifest space and time into something physical that you can observe and control. And I always like movies about those sorts of things. It's one of my favorite topics. So I'm partial to that sort of film.
The scene where he is astro projecting and like telling Rachel McAdams how to sit like probably one of my favorite scenes in a Marvel movie ever. It's so funny. Yeah. But the whole movie as a whole, it's
come
not my favorite.
Yeah, it's also cool. I was watching the making of that movie. It is a feat technologically, like the way that they created it was really, really impressive. The way they did the CGI stuff with the worlds like flipping and stuff like that, actually not that different from the way they do Transformers, funny enough. But like how they show how they made that scene, and they were like, it's interesting because the technology that we used to create that scene is something that we've had forever. We just have to figure out how to do it for this particular setup, and it creates a whole new world of challenges. It's really cool behind the scenes. If you guys have the DVD, check it out. See, there's more to Doctor Strange than meets the Eye of Agamotto anyway. Anyways, we're done with that. Black Panther sequel. Thumbs up. Next up, speaking of movies that are not straight up Disney, but the fringe Disney movies, Star Wars getting a live action series directed by Jon Favreau.
Every time I see this guy, all I can think of is Heroes.
Heroes?
Wasn't he in Heroes?
I don't know. I didn't watch Heroes.
No, he was in Entourage.
I thought he was in Heroes.
Is he in Heroes?
Let's see.
At least if he is, that's not what he's... It's definitely not what he's known for.
I know. I think that's the first time I was introduced to him. Maybe I'm getting him completely, like, confused with another actor that looks very similar.
He does look a lot like Zachary Quinto, that's for sure.
No, he does not look like Zachary Quinto at all.
I don't think he was in Heroes. Brothers.
I think they're related.
I don't think he was in Heroes.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys,
no.
Super Iron Hale is saying, no one has DVDs anymore, Leo. We use Blu-rays. Yeah, Blu-rays are DVDs. Like, what do you think that is? It's a DVD.
It's on a DVD,
it's a Blu-ray disc.
Yeah.
Digital video disc, yeah. Anyway, also not everybody's baller like you, Super Iron Halo. Forget that, you know. Some of the world still uses VHS. I use Beta personally.
I like laser discs.
That's the gift that keeps on giving. They're gonna be hot.
Mm-hmm. What are laser disc?
Do you really not know?
Is that a DVD?
Oh my god! It's like a DVD that's like this big.
DVD the size of like a vinyl record.
That's just going to take up a lot of space.
They didn't last
a whole... I was going to say, that just seems dumb.
It was before DVDs, and then they were like, we can make these smaller.
Yeah. and remember that the competition between Blu-ray and HD? They were both the same thing. They were just high-resolution DVDs, and Blu-ray.
You're thinking of this guy.
Yes! That's exactly who I'm thinking of!
That's the guy. He's
Greg
in Star
Greg Grunberg.
Does he not, though?
No,
they're just, like, both kind of, like, chubby white guys with black hair.
They've been up against each other in many auditions in the past. I bet you any amount of money.
Anyway.
sorry. were you just recently watching...
He was in Star Wars, though, so you were close...
Shia LaBeouf,
he's directing
the
Star
music
Wars
video.
He wasn't. No, don't worry about that. He's not in Star Wars. Jon Favreau is going to be making directing. Star Wars.
I know he's making Star Wars, and the latest Star Wars movies. Star Wars. Yeah, he's in them. So
I trust Jon Favreau.
I trust him. Let's put it this way: the Marvel franchise is what it is because of Feige and Favreau.
And then Jungle Book is really good.
Jungle Book was great.
Is he involved in Lion King or
he's the director of Lion King?
Praise.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Good.
And
we're
also,
good.
What was the food truck movie? Chef.
Chef is so good.
Stars and directs it.
If you haven't seen Chef, go and watch it. I think it's on Netflix, but it's a great film.
It's about Cuban sandwiches, so I'm biased.
They're great and they're delicious, and I eat them now all the time.
what, I don't Cuban think sandwiches?
We know. I love them.
I could have told you that.
Medianoche.
Medianoche.
I don't think we know what this show is going to be about.
Star Wars.
Someone asked if we know what it's going to be about. We don't.
Here's what we know. We're getting a Favreau Star Wars series.
Mm-hmm. Live action.
Live action series, which will be very good pointing that out. That's really interesting. We're getting a Rian Johnson trilogy. We're getting a Directors of Game of Thrones trilogy, which we don't know
Benioff
if it will be.
And TV Wise, yeah.
Thank you for that. That will probably be on the digital service, but again, that is just a guess. We don't know for sure. What other Star Wars? I mean, are we getting another animated series? Who knows? It's just like, it's crazy how much Disney has announced for Star Wars and how much content we're going to be getting in the Star Wars universe. It's Star Wars after Star Wars. Every war is a Star War.
Now I have the Shia LaBeouf song stuck in my head. Thank you, Chat and Sarah.
Shia LaBeouf.
Running through the... Oh, man.
Don't forget about Elf. Did he direct Elf? If he directed Elf, that's the cherry on the
cake. He's the best director. Why has he not won an Academy Award? He's phenomenal.
Because he doesn't care about those awards. They don't mean anything, okay? It's all politics. He's about making entertainment.
Yeah, he did direct Elf.
God bless him, John Favreau.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Elf, best Christmas movie of all time.
A new Star Wars animated show is in the works.
Elf and Love, actually.
Disney Film Facts. I thought I had heard that somewhere. Probably from you. Disney Film Facts, shout out. Always the homie. all right, so we've got that news. We don't know anything else about it, but that is exciting. A lot of announcements without a lot of details happening. Production has started on Artemis Fowl.
Sarah? I know, our most anticipated Disney release.
Do you have any attachment to Artemis Fowl?
No.
What is Artemis Fowl about?
It's a book. It's about what we were talking
about. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
We had this conversation the last time we talked about it.
I know. Someone was saying I should cosplay the kid as he or something.
Yeah. So they're filming in England and Ireland.
Okay.
And it started.
Are you excited?
No, but maybe I will be when we see a trailer.
I think it is the same demographic as Wrinkle in Time.
I think you're right.
I think it's like the same demographic as Percy Jackson.
Oh. You know, one time I watched one of those Percy Jackson movies, and it wasn't as bad as I
hear the books are amazing. I hear the movies are, like, if you didn't like the Harry Potter adaptations of the books into movie, then you would absolutely loathe Percy Jackson.
Wait, can we talk about how, speaking of Harry Potter, how great the new Fantastic Beasts trailer is? I think it looks awesome.
We're protesting.
Oh, no. I hit a nerve.
First of all, you cannot apparate onto Hogwarts school grounds.
Have you even read Hogwarts of History?
Did you end up making that that meme? Like Dumbledore had seen some things in 15 years?
I made it.
Did you make
Twitter.
It a meme? Or did you just tweet it? Okay, you tweeted it.
Wait, pull it up right now.
Yeah, so Sarah made an image where it's Jude Law and he's smiling, and then in which movie is it where they had the flashback?
Okay,
it's Blood Prince. They show a flashback to when Dumbledore first meets Tom Riddle and he's a little kid, and it's supposed to be 15 years after
Dumbledore goes to visit Tom Riddle in the orphanage in 1938, and Fantastic Beasts takes place in the 1920s. We don't know when in the 20s, but like. Okay, so sometime in 15 years, Jude Law becomes...
an old man.
What's his name? Michael Gambon. Richard Harris is the old man.
Grumpledore.
The reason I was trying to make this meme, I was trying to make this tweet because I was going to be like, sometime in this 15 years, Dumbledore decided to just start wearing robes, but then I realized that David Yates has been ceasing to have wizards actually wear robes the entire time he's been working on the movies. So even in the sixth movie, he's not wearing robes, which is the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity.
Why? I mean, they gotta like blend in when they're in like public.
No, that's the point is that they don't.
They do,
that's
though.
The point is that they don't. In the first
But they're trying to keep themselves a secret. No,
they don't go out into the regular
world.
Harry
Potter.
They don't go out into the regular world. In the first book, people are like, why are all these freaks out on the street? Because they're so happy that Voldemort was defeated when he tried to kill Harry Potter that they're just going out into the street. And everyone's like, what are all these freaks
in
robes?
I'm not talking about that one specific moment. I'm talking about, like, when he has to, like, you know, go fetch Harry. I know he still wears robes, but
he wears robes. And then at the Quidditch World Cup in book 4, there's that wizard who's, like, wearing muggle clothes, but he doesn't know what he's doing, so he's wearing a woman's dress, and he's like, I like it because I have air around my privates. Like, it's many different times they talk about how wizards
wear... But here's the difference. Dumbledore's not a dummy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying...
It's possible that Dumbledore dressed normal to go to the orphanage.
That's what I mean.
But it's not mentioned in the book.
Yeah, but come on.
I think they even mention that he's wearing robes.
If you're trying to keep your world a secret, you don't
go
around running around in
pajama pants. Starting with
movie
3, it was terrible that they decided to put like Hermione in a juicy jacket and like Harry in torn up jeans. It was dumb and it's still dumb.
It's relatable.
Now. No, it's dumb. It's dumb and it's still dumb.
Is it dumb or is it Dumbledore?
That's the end of round one, ladies and gentlemen.
Tune in next week when we discuss Snape, good guy or bad guy. You decide.
Sorry I mentioned it.
Anyway.
I actually have no preference. I just like riling Sarah up.
I know.
I think they should have been in their robes more, to be honest, or in their school clothes.
I wanted them in robes
more. Me too.
But when I was a kid, because I'm like... Robes are awesome.
But how many juicy jackets were sold that
those,
year?
No, the original pointy hats that they put on those heads in the first
too
movie
much,
were
too far.
Terrible.
No, it's so, it's accurate.
It's accurate.
It's accurate.
It's accurate, Harry.
Accurate.
Accurate. Accurate. Sarah, if you had to teach one Harry Potter class, what would you teach?
Oh, like if I could just pick?
Yeah.
Probably charms.
Transfiguration, come on.
Would. Defense against the dark arts.
Well, then you're going to die.
Bring it on. Bring it on. That's
all
what I'm
of
saying.
Them die.
I want to. No, not all of them. Not all of them.
Or
right,
you
Sarah?
Go crazy. Hmm?
Not all of them die. Right, Sarah?
Defense against
they
the
don't
dark
all
arts.
Die.
Exactly.
Okay. Lupin didn't die.
Yeah, Lupin didn't die.
Well, he did.
Well,
he
not did. Because he's
spoiler alert, Lupin dies.
I mean, I'll die one day too, you guys. Spoiler alert.
Oh, my God.
No, they do only wear robes. Oh, my God. I can't get into
this.
They
don't only wear robes.
Tani says, I can't agree, but I can't disagree, because you can't expect that they only wear robes. That would be like expecting people to stay in their work uniforms.
Yeah.
No, in the Wizarding World, they don't have normal clothes.
That's not
they just wear robes.
Normal? What's normal? Why are you robe shaming? Why can't you wear normal clothes?
You guys, I'm going to wear a robe next. Oh, I won't be here next week.
I have robes. You want me to wear them?
I would love you to wear robes.
Yeah.
It's not... Ugh, whatever.
Don't I'm just going to wear my boyfriend's Han Solo robe.
It's just like they decided to go with this weird aesthetic where everyone wears, like, vests.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like,
it's called world building.
God, I hate it.
Nah.
There was already a world that was built.
Yeah, but not a visual world. You cannot deny that what Universal did for the aesthetic of Harry Potter...
On you.
Don't talk about what Universal did. The movies did that.
That's Universal.
No.
No, it's WB.
Oh, Warner Brothers. Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry.
Disney.
You know what I meant.
Anyway,
get
Disney
off.
News
Disney
Weekly.
News Weekly.
Anyways, whatever. I mean, it's kind of, it's like the Disney of Warner Brothers.
Yeah, but even if I didn't grow up in the Disney, in the Wizarding World, in the Disney World, I would still, once I was in the Disney World,
oh my God, are you
I'd
all right?
wear robes.
We are not all right tonight. The title change really screwed us up. Okay, next piece of news. Let's just move
Harry
on.
Potter, Harry Potter news.
Yeah. It's been a tradition on the show. We've talked about it many times. AMC announces a 31-hour Marvel marathon event again. Like they do every single year. This every year just exponentially gets longer, depending on how many movies they release that year. This year it is a 31-hour. That is like a day and a half.
Yeah, it's longer than a day.
That is a day and a half. You can't. Or you can, but, you know, stinky pie. It's not going to be, you know,
sometimes you don't shower in 24 hours.
No, I know, but like being in the theater...
Right.
Of people that haven't showered in a day and a half, you can't guarantee that they're all fresh and clean. And it's going to get warm, muggy in there.
It's going to be gross.
How do you approach that? Like, do you take a break and leave and come back? Can you come back? Do the theaters allow it? I need to see the
rules.
I think
you just sleep there. Just fall asleep.
Yeah, but you can't sleep during the movie.
No, that's why you get those recliner seats.
People fall asleep in the movies all the time.
Yeah, but, like,
I fell asleep in The Last Jedi.
Could you get a fresh 8 hours of sleep?
No, but I could sleep for like 3 hours.
That's not healthy.
Remember when we did this for
in
4 days?
In my living room? Pretty big difference.
I know, but we survived.
With four people?
We survived 31 hours off of like 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it's a very different scenario. It was a very different scenario. First of all, we were doing it for charity. Second of all, there was far less people. Third of all, it was in our house. Fourth of all, we were allowed to go to the room and close the door. This is a very... I just wonder...
I just bring earplugs and like go to bed.
I did a dance marathon.
Have you done any of these? Wait, hold on. Have you done any of these? Have you done any of these marathons?
No.
Then you can't say, I just bring earplugs, because you don't, because you haven't.
I would just bring earplugs. Yes, Keaton.
I've stood for like 36 hours, so.
You stood up for 36 hours?
Yes. Filibustered.
I did a dance marathon.
A dance?
I literally thought I was, it was like a charity thing from my college, and I thought I was going to die.
How did you burn that much energy and not have to sit?
It was literally the hardest thing.
You didn't sit at all?
No.
Oh my gosh.
And you dance and you have energy and you want to die at some points, but then you remember you're doing it for the kids and then you just suck it up.
I like sitting more than I like kids.
Yeah. I by the end of it, like my last hour, my feet hurt so bad. I put Icy Hot on my feet and then put my socks back on my feet and it like made them on fire.
You should
so
go give a lecture
they had
at
to,
the
like,
movie
wash
marathon.
My feet.
You should stand up at the beginning of the movie. All right, guys, before we get started with Captain America the First Avenger, here's some Icy Hot. Put it on your feet. It's going to be a long
no,
road.
Don't do that. It was bad. It was not a good thing. Don't, if you're ever dancing for 36 hours straight, do not put Icy Hot on your feet.
Tips. If you plan on, listen to this podcast if you plan on.
What movie would I sleep through?
Going to this marathon.
Doctor Strange.
You know what? You know what?
I think I'd sleep through.
And probably all the Thor movies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You haven't even seen them.
I know, and I don't want to.
You haven't
you
seen
were
Ragnarok?
Asking the other night.
I know, I do want to.
Huh? Ragnarok is so good. Have you guys seen the Lonely Island pitch that they made for the Oscar song that they wanted Thor to sing? They literally pitched this whole idea for this Oscar comedy song, and they basically told them this is logistically and financially we can't do it. And it was basically about why superhero movies don't get nominated for Oscars, and they wanted Chris Hemsworth and Gal Gadot to kind of lead the song.
Oh my gosh! Well,
it was
that's
amazing.
Not true.
It's
Guardians
great.
Got nominated to this Oscars.
But it never gets nominated for, like, Best Picture.
Yeah. Oh, or, yeah, like, no. Best Actor. Like it's all about, like, them lamenting about, like, why not me? Like, I literally saved the world. And, like, then you... But, you know, it must have been hard to learn to sew.
Okay, so then let me ask you this. If you had to nominate any... From any superhero movie... Well, no, Heath Ledger won for acting in Dark Knight.
Yeah.
He was Best Actor. But if you had
That's
to...
That's Christopher Nolan. It's not...
But it's a superhero movie. Yeah, well. So let's say, okay, let's take out the Christopher Nolan movies. If you had to choose only from the Marvel films, and you had to choose a movie, an actor, who deserves an Oscar nomination, who would you choose?
You know, my mind first jumped to Tony Stark, but then I'm like, but he's just Robert Downey Jr. just playing Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, but that's just good casting, no?
It is. Right? It's great casting.
Yeah. I would maybe go Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, for Black
Panther? Pretty good job, yeah. Hmm.
Ah, I mean, I love me some Michael B. Jordan.
I think he did a phenomenal job. He's moving to
some
people.
Probably be Best Supporting Actor, though.
Best Supporting. Well, that's what I mean. An Oscar, not for Best Actor, just an Oscar. Evans or Sebastian Stan, Bamboo says. Second star is saying Hugh Jackman for Logan, but that's not a Marvel movie technically.
But I would do that too, yeah.
I did think Robert Downey.
Somebody give Hugh Jackman
Logan was nominated, but not for actors, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good one, though. That is a solid one. Hulk.
I do think.
Hulk should be nominated. Oh, actually, best smash. CGI character. I mean, it's theoretically possible, just like Golem.
That is a category.
Yeah.
They should. Wait, is that a category? No, but that should be best performance capture.
I don't think Chadwick was a commanding actor in this movie. I think he did a fine job. Someone's saying that I'm only choosing Michael B. Jordan because I think he's dreamy. I do think he's dreamy. That's not why I'm nominating
him. He's very dreamy.
I thought he was a very compelling villain. I feel that he argued the other side really well.
Oh, I know who I'd who would you give pick? It. Well, it'd be Best Supporting Actor, but Loki.
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a great job.
And that's like the thing. Like, I mean, it would be Tom Hiddleston and what? And what was that? The first Infinity War movie or what? Which one? Did he like really?
Avengers.
Avengers. Sorry, it was the first Avengers movie. Yeah.
No, Thor.
Thor. Was he that the first one?
That was before Avengers.
But he wasn't the villain in that. He was like...
He was in it.
Yeah, but the one that he was like the...
Like the main villain?
Yeah.
That was Avengers, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Dave Bautista, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Do you think he deserves to be a best actor?
No.
I think... No.
Oh, I'm kidding.
I thought he did a great job, comedically, and I think he's a super talented actor.
Groot.
Vin Diesel for best actor. There's a Blade Runner 2049 short that was released on the side that you can watch online about Dave Bautista's character because he's in it for such a short time. Spoiler alert.
He's so good.
And that short, it's amazing. He's such a good actor. I mean, it's so different than him in all of his muscle-bound roles. You know?
Ha! You like... I love...
You were thinking of his joke and it wouldn't come out.
I started laughing before I could even say it.
I guess he was sort of the villain of the first Thor. He did orchestrate the ice giants, but he wasn't like the villain. Anyway.
But like, no, yeah.
Let's move on.
So we're stretching it out because there's not a ton of news.
No, I'm going to talk about Pixar Pier forever.
Okay. So Beauty and the Beast coming to the Hollywood Bowl. That's what's next. Sarah, you seem to know a lot about this one. Why don't you tell us?
Oh my goodness. Beauty and the Beast coming to the Hollywood Bowl. Remember when Little Mermaid was at the Hollywood Bowl?
And I saw it. It was one of the best nights ever.
And it was like John Stamos and Darren Criss.
Ah, I cried.
Sarah Bareilles. They're doing that again. Beauty and the Beast.
I tried to get tickets with the pre-order, but I didn't get it. So.
I'm learning the Darren Criss part from The Little Mermaid. Spoiler alert.
It's not from the Darren Criss performance.
I know. I'm learning it. I'm learning Darren Criss's version of it because I can't sing like a Broadway star. Neither can he.
So here's the cast. Zoe.
Tay Diggs?
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it like to be the sexiest sex symbol?
Zoe Deschanel as Belle.
I'm like, I don't know. Just like
it's gonna be weird because her singing voice is so indie pop.
Yeah.
He just comes like the baker or whatever.
Isn't this a lot? You know, I can't even do a Zoe Deschanel.
I want more.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird.
She's gonna
no,
be
no, that was a little mermaid.
Okay,
sorry.
Emma Watson looks good. Or Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe Deschanel. At least Zoe Deschanel is weird, you know?
Yeah, kind of like
Zoe Deschanel can sing.
Oh my God, I'm just, no one gets me.
Tay Diggs is playing Gaston.
Yes! Oh, I'm so excited.
That's what you get for being an international sex symbol, Taye Diggs.
I love his vine. I love his vine.
What was his vine?
He falls.
He's like, what? People are always asking me, what's it like to be a national sex symbol? And then he like, falls. Or whatever he says, and he falls and he hits his head on the thing.
Taye Diggs, because I think Taye Diggs like follows everybody on Twitter, but I remember like years ago when he started following me on Twitter, and I was like, ah, Taye Diggs!
He followed you on Twitter?
Yes, I don't I'm know mad. Why.
I'm jealous. I've been a fan of Taye Diggs for a very long time.
I love, since Rent.
Since The Wood. Yeah, get out of here. You don't know Rebel about Wilson. That's a Hood classic.
Rebel Wilson as Muffin. Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson.
That's not Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
As
LeFou.
Is she really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I thought you were lying.
No, she's literally LeFou.
I think it's going to be glorious. She was great as Ursula. I really enjoyed
she's
her.
She's great as everything. I think she's really funny.
Yeah, she's great.
I think she's a comedic genius.
I think I'm most excited for Kelsey Grammer, though.
Kelsey Grammer as Lumiere.
Lumiere?
All I got to say is screw Kelsey Grammer.
Why? Oh, the wife thing?
Because I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I will not forgive you for what you did to Camille.
I agree. But this is the thing. If anybody watches Troll Hunters, it's one of my favorite shows. It's a cartoon. It's on Netflix. It's great.
I love that.
I did the 107 facts for them.
I love Troll Hunters. Kelsey Grammer is the voice of one of the characters on Troll Hunters, and I just
is it really?
He's wonderful.
That makes
he
a lot
should
of
win
sense.
An award for it because he's so wonderful.
Oh yeah,
you guys watch Troll Hunters.
It's a good show.
So
it's
good.
By the way, it's Del Toro.
Yeah, okay, it's Guillermo Del Toro. It's wonderful.
I have to go back to Rebel Wilson for a second because
I need to go back to Troll Hunters.
Disney Film Facts was talking about how he's not too keen on her, and I actually am not either. Ever since she claimed that she was related to Walt Disney.
Wait, who?
Rebel Wilson.
Well, she just
Shut
says
up.
Like she just lies about things in interviews.
She was like, "I'm related All to Walt time. Disney," and then people like looked into it, and it's like she's kind of very distantly related to Lillian, which is not being related to Walt Disney.
I mean, if they're married.
And I dislike how she like goes to Disney all the time and acts like she's related to Walt Disney.
Okay, that makes me not like her anymore. Everything, all of her body of work, I hate it now.
Jane Krakowski is playing Mrs. Potts. I love her.
She plays the space cadet, middle-aged woman so well. Yeah. That's like her role.
Yeah, that is her role.
So, I love Kimmy Schmidt, though.
And finally, Anthony Evans as the Beast.
Anthony
what
Evans?
What is he? I don't know
That's
him.
Anthony Evans?
Yeah.
What's he from?
I don't know.
He looks very familiar.
Is he going to sing Evermore? Is he going to bust out some Joshy G ballad?
I hope not. That looks like genuine. That looks like genuine.
Yeah, it does.
Your cousin is genuine. The genuine.
The genuine.
Anyway, are any of you guys going to go see this?
Yeah. I'm trying to get tickets.
Who's excited?
I'm so excited.
Summer.
It's in May.
This summer?
Yeah. May 26th.
I told my boyfriend I said I really want to
No,
see
I really
it.
Don't.
Okay.
I'll let you know how it is.
I feel like I've seen Beauty and the Beast 800 times in the last year.
That's true. That is an accurate number.
We saw Beauty and the Beast, the new one, that I disliked, like three times in theaters.
Why?
Yes. Because we
it
held
just
a
happened
screening.
That way.
We went to a screening. We held a screening.
And then we did another screening in Florida.
Yeah. And then, I didn't see it in Florida, though.
Yeah.
But I saw it for something else. So. Yeah. Oh, he's a gospel singer? Oh, that's cool. Oh, sorry. I meant common, not genuine. Sorry. I said genuine because I was thinking about the Parks and Rec reference, but he looks like common, not genuine. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize. That's my bad.
I'll be playing Cogsworth.
You are. Congratulations. That's Can you show us the voice you're going for? What's funny is like, I already knew.
If it's not Baroque. Don't fix it.
I feel like you I really just need like to, like, that. Leave.
Please cosplay as Cogsworth. And I'll be Leomier. It'll be great.
Yeah, Leomier.
Yeah. The whole time. Oh, my God, dude.
She left.
Sarah's seen this movie too many times.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Back on track here. Wait,
glass of water, crust of bread, huh?
What other, are there any other major characters that we're leaving out? Like that we don't know
Who's
yet.
Who's playing her daddy?
Maurice, the old Maurice, eh?
Oh my god, that was weird. I was like, Gaston was in the room.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well then we don't. Who else? There is no. Who's playing the wolves?
Who's playing the wolves?
Who's playing the spoon?
Playing Chip? Oh,
who's
the
feather duster. Who's playing Chip?
Bradley Pierce back, reprising his role.
Would die.
Did I think imagine? Weird Al is just going to come out.
Weird Al. Who would you cast? What piece of furniture would Weird Al be?
Oh, my God.
A mop.
Absolutely. He'd be like the feather duster's like dad, like yeah. crazy dad that's a mop.
All right, guys. I want you all in the chat room to cast us as appliances.
Monet just said we're going to move on from the Beauty and the Beast impressions without LeFou.
You're the best guest on.
Leo's mouth.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't do justice to let you look at Leo when he's doing this impression.
Do a close up on Leo's face.
He looks so ridiculous. Just close in on his mouth.
Oh, Gaston, you're the best.
All right.
Wait, what appliances would we be, people?
Yeah, what appliances would we be?
Or slash household objects. I'm so curious.
I already know mine.
What would the clock?
If I were a Beauty and the Beast inanimate object, I would be a tapestry because I'm beautiful and lazy.
I'd be a Mexican blanket.
You guys would, but then you guys are meant for each other.
Yeah, we just land. Yeah, you guys think on that. You marinate.
And useless.
New images released for Pixar appear. Let's get Sarah started on her, what she's been waiting this whole evening for. Sarah, go.
Pixar
ready, go.
Pixar appear. New images. Okay, so Disney Parks released these new images for, like, some of the stuff that's going to be at Pixar Pier. So this is like Jessie's Critter Carousel.
Critter.
We've been like wondering like what the carousel is going to be like, what the animals are going to be, because right now it's Tritons, right? And it's all those like under the sea animals.
Can we make out what they are?
We have another picture of the clay.
Under the sea.
They are the Midway Games toys.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's that.
Like the prize, like the levels?
Yeah, like the prizes. Yeah,
that's
like
cool.
The Midway Games. So that's the carousel. And then the rest of the stuff that we got are images of the rethemed food carts that are going to be on Pixar Pier. This one is where the soft serve currently is, at the top of the pier.
Yeah.
Time out. Why am I a Swiffer?
Wait, are they really doing the Abominable Snowman's Yellow Snow?
Yes.
That is amazing.
I know. It's like my
favorite
one.
They're going to feed us pee.
I know.
Leo is so excited about eating the pea snow.
It's the adorable
snowman.
Look
at that kid's face. He's like stoked. He's
like
this
pea.
This pea is so refreshing.
That's
going to
be like the new Dole Whip.
It's lemon.
I don't like their lemon.
Yeah, that's how you get them to try it. Look at that kid. He's stoked about that peasicle.
No, you guys, we are taught our entire lives not to eat the yellow snow, and now you're selling it to
Disney's
us, Disney?
Like, no.
Disney's like, we're going to market off of
it. It's organic. It's all natural. It's vegan friendly.
Yeah, so that Poetry one's Palace. Funny. I assume that That's the like cool. that the menu will be like mostly the same. Anyway, the Poultry Palace I think is going to be that first one on the pier that currently serves churros. It's like right directly in front of Midway Mania.
If they take away the corn dog place, I will be angry.
That's on the other side of the pier that's not being touched.
Okay.
You're good.
Poultry Palace. I kind of... Is this like Al's Chicken Barn? Like, is this from
that's
Toy Story?
That's what I was wondering. It's,
I think it is.
Seems like it's trying to be.
I think it's
Poultry
a Toy Story
Palace,
thing.
Chicken Barn, Toy Barn.
Anyway, a bunch of people when I first saw this were like, you should start Poultry Palace wall because the side of it is like a wall. And I'm like...
Slow down.
I'm like, there's going to be weird shadows. You can already see the weird shadows on it.
Yeah. The drawings have weird shadows.
And also, there's probably going to be so popping that there's going to be like a line all the way around the side of it.
All about lighting people.
Also, probably stroller parking.
True,
I remember.
Yeah, it's never going to look like this. It's going to be completely surrounded in strollers.
Everyone's going to be like, Poultry Palace.
They're going to be? They're going to riot outside? Yeah. We want chicken now.
Anyway, this is the most controversial one.
It's from a Toy Story
short. Señor Buzz.
It's from one of the shorts.
Oh.
Like Partysaurus Rex, my favorite.
Anyway, Señor Buzz's churros.
Why is this so controversial?
Because on the one hand, you have
he only has one hand. Hey!
On the one hand, you have white American astronaut who speaks Spanish for 10 minutes in one of his three films. On the other hand, you have a full-length feature animated Pixar film entirely about Mexican culture. And yet you chose the white guy.
So you think they should
have
Coco's churros?
Why the heck not?
Because that's kind of racist.
No.
Maybe I don't want churros.
It makes sense.
Anyway. Where's Coco sugar Buzz, shop and
Buzz
stuff?
Buzz was hecho in Mexico.
You know?
Maybe he's
Mexican. I agree. It is weird.
Doesn't he literally see that he's made in Taiwan?
Also, like, he's Hispanic as a joke.
Right.
You know?
It's just like, also like...
But it's kind of funny.
I guess that you, like, you have to have
churros.
We
have bigger problems to worry about than
I guess
Buzz
so. But people are churros. I'm just reporting.
And also, he would be Señor Buzz. Señor Buzz.
I'm just reporting the facts. I think that it would have been cooler to use Buzz to do like Dippin' Dots and
space
like
ice cream.
Space
that
ice cream.
Been way, that would have made way more sense.
Yeah. They serve space ice cream. You can buy space ice cream at Epcot near Mission Space. It's not like it's unheard of for a Disney park. They could have had like cool like foaming something.
I think they should have had Buzz's Dots and...
Buzz's Dots.
Coco's
and Miguel's
churros. Miguel's churros.
Hector's churro cart.
I think it could have been Coco's. It would have been Grandma Coco's churro recipe.
Woody's pretzels.
Yeah, why didn't they just do like Mama Coco's stand?
Mama Coco, yeah, churros like Mama Coco used to make, you know?
Yeah.
It's just dumb. Anyway.
Yeah, that is kind of...
Why you stupid?
Hold on, I'm going to write a letter to Disney in Spanish. They're going to have to find a translator.
I think...
What else is that all we got from here?
No, there's one more. Okay. It's Angry Dogs.
They should have been Dante's Dogs.
Oh, Dante's my God. Dog. Yes, they should have been Dante's Dogs.
Also, Angry Dogs is not... It's their hot dogs.
Do you guys think, that like a lot of this...
I'm just being
because
angry
Coco just came out last year, do you think a lot of these concepts were already like locked?
100,000%.
Yeah, probably. Look at this kid who's stoked about his hot dog in the front.
He looks like that kid that's ready to eat his pee.
Look at that mom. That mom's legs look real weird.
Yeah.
The back of that lady.
I love and that girl's dog. Doing squats. I don't know what's going on there.
So this was already a hot dog stand, so they just want to keep it a hot dog stand.
Yeah. I guess he's like angry dogs, hot dogs.
It's also closer to what will be the Inside Out attraction.
Okay. All right. Who better? Dante Dogs?
The thing about Dante Dogs is that it makes me think about eating dogs.
Oh, God.
Not the word dogs.
Well, then it's just like, well, am I eating a dog?
Well, angry dogs?
Yeah.
I don't like that
they might be.
Dogs are not angry. They're very sweet and fun companions.
I mean, it doesn't have to be called angry dogs if it's Dante. But, I mean, I don't know who else.
They should call them Dodger dogs.
Oh, I know. Someone was like, Slinky Dogs. Why not Slinky Dogs?
Oh yes. Slinky Dogs.
There's your Toy Story tie-in. Do Slinky Dogs.
Coco's
and
Churros.
Do Coco's Churros. I fix your problem, Disney. You're welcome. That'll be $750.
All
I'm cheap.
I was say, like, that's real.
That's my influencer rate for influencing your stance. Okay. All right. I don't agree.
There's going to be retail stores on Picture Pier, like, that whole area where there's stores currently. It's going to be like Bing Bong's like confectionery. Mm-hmm. And then there's like Pixar Promenade. I don't know what's going in there. Doug's Dogs.
It's just like, it seems like such low-hanging fruit, like so obvious. And I guess Disney doesn't like going for the obvious choice. They like going for things that you're like, but why not? Because how many times have you thought, well, why didn't they just do this?
So many times.
Almost every time.
I'm just saying, maybe they need a fan working at WTI.
Maybe we should work there. Disney, listen. If you're listening to Disney Movie News / Disney News Weekly, new logo coming next week, by the way.
Catherine's pointing out that there are specific neighborhoods. There's the Toy Story neighborhood. There's the Incredibles neighborhood. There's the Inside Out neighborhood. And so the carts match those themes.
Okay.
But it's also at the same time, it's Pixar Pier, and they're only going to focus on those three movies.
Yeah, but they focus on the themes, I get it.
No, but there's so many other Pixar movies. What about Finding Dory?
There's no Spanish fish in that.
Escape.
Escape. Oh, but they should use Pepe the Prong.
Muppets.
Don't worry about it.
Dummy.
Little Mermaid isn't Pixar. She's in that park. They could have Pepe the Prong.
That is in Paradise Park. There's now Pixar Pier and Paradise Park.
I know, but it doesn't mean they can't have Pepe the Prom. Why are you trying to keep him out, huh?
Let him hang out. He can't be on Pixar Pier.
Why not? Let him hang out.
So much anger.
He's cool. Why are you trying to keep the proms out, dude? That's anti-prom. Don't do it. Why are you mad? Why are you mad when I'm obviously trolling you?
Finding Dory's dynamics. No, that would be so weird if they did a Finding Nemo Dory sushi place.
They could have done the octopus from Monsters, Inc. Like the sushi one.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Although I don't know if I would want to eat sushi from Disney.
I completely agree with you.
It would probably be pretty good.
Where'd that fish been, though?
Where'd they get that fish?
Probably fresh imported. Yeah, maybe not.
Where else do you get fresh fish not imported? at maybe Epcot.
The beach, which is just like 2 hours
in a
away.
Disney park.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm don't do it.
Well, you can get it at the Ariel's Grotto.
Yeah, but it's not like. They're not like...
It's not great,
but... Yeah. They're not like known for signature
dishes. I got
salmon dishes.
When I had lunch with the princesses, and it was okay.
I don't even eat fish, so I don't care.
Yeah. No sushi. Keep it out. Also, like, who's eating sushi on the go? Like, God, I know we're about to ride...
The Incredicoaster.
I was trying to think of the name, thank you. The Incredicoaster, but first, some salmon on rice.
But first, raw fish.
First raw fish.
Not a good idea on a hot day.
Yeah, but the Trattoria is like the sit-down restaurant. You can't have two the sit-down restaurants, you know?
Guys.
I'm just like reading the comments. You guys are coming up with some crazy solutions. I love it.
I love cod, personally.
The Frushi. Oh, yeah. That's the thing we could talk about. We just went to the Food and Wine Festival at DCA, which we both have videos up on
YouTube. I'm going
YouTube.
On Sunday.
Oh, you'll like it. It's great. Sarah did a video. I did the other half of the food. We went to every single stop. Shout out to Disney for sending us. That was awesome of them. And we tried all of the food. And the Frushi, which is a sushi roll of rice with strawberries and yogurt. And wasn't something else inside? It was there was something else inside.
Coconut rice?
Coconut rice, thank you. Coconut rice, strawberries, and yogurt. And it was, I thought it was really good. It was a tasty, like, cold, dessert-y type thing. Sarah didn't like it because it's too yogurty. But I like yogurty, so that worked out for me. I think that the beef... The all beef sliders, tenderloin sliders were super good with the chimichurri sauce on it. And what else did you like?
Sweet corn nugs.
Sweet corn nugs with the chili on it.
Also, oh my God, the bourbon whoopie pie is so good.
Isabella Wassum, to address your concern, Leo, why would you eat the thing from the floor? Because I have a reputation to uphold, okay? I always eat the thing from the floor for shock value. Apparently, still working, still
also,
going strong.
Also, 10-second rule.
Also, it could literally be there for like 10 minutes and it wouldn't make a difference. The ground doesn't have that many germs, and germs don't like crawl up on the food when it lands. You get that from like mold, which takes like a day to set in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fine.
I'm going to just, anytime I eat with Leo, I'm just going to knock his stuff on the off.
You need to watch out because I'm going to report you.
I'm just going to knock his food, his stuff on the floor and see if he eats it.
I don't care. It's about survival. I'll do it.
Excuse me, Leo and I have been hanging out, chilling too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we've been a little bit too casual.
We played video games together and it just got aggressive.
The best of you. let's see. Oh, Super Iron Halo is still stuck on casting us as appliances, which we never went back to. So maybe we should. By the way, Keaton, I change you to Nest Thermostat for appliances.
Which is, you know...
Leo is still a toaster oven or just a toaster. I'm not picky. Sarah is a tea kettle or the stove. You got to pick one. They're very different things.
I think you're more of a tea kettle.
Renee is a Keurig.
Because you can, like, if Leo pokes you, like, if he turns up the heat too much, you, like, scream.
Yeah, that's exactly accurate. And I'm always turning up the heat on Sarah.
She'll yell at you.
We're not eating food off the floor, Leo. Stop trying to make it a thing. I'm not making it a thing. I'm just telling you it's fine to do. There's an entire, there's a show called Bull S. By Penn and Teller, where they debunk all sorts of urban myths, and that is one of the ones they debunk, where they literally put a full sandwich on the ground for a long time with a child sitting right next to it. Then the child picks it up and eats it, but it's there for like 25 minutes, and he's fine. It's fine.
You're gonna be fine. Yeah. Unless it like, what if it like falls in like dirt?
You could. It's not the texture's gonna have like graininess to it, but unless that dirt was like special disease dirt, you're gonna be fine. Anyways, we got to wrap up the show. Guys, thank you for... Guys, oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much for watching. Disney News Weekly, going through some transitions. Thanks for bearing with us. But yeah, it's been a fun episode. I'm Leo Camacho. You can find me on social media by searching my name into Google.
My name's Sarah. I'm on Twitter at @SarahSterling_.
Hey, what the heck? You weren't supposed to do that.
We do it at the end.
Oh, we're allowed to do it at the
end?
Yes. You can follow me at LeoZombie on Twitter and at MrLeoZombie on Instagram. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you guys can catch me on a recent episode of Schmodown. I think it came out a few weeks ago now, but I didn't do too bad.
People shouting you out.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for the support. And you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
Awesome. And make sure you subscribe to The Popcorn Talk here on YouTube and follow them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. See you guys next week. We love you. Thanks for hanging out and dealing with us.
Love you nerds,
too. Eat food off the ground. Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network.
We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.